the minhag of not of waiting till Leil Yudalid about making a bracha that's Leil Yudalid. The many Rishonim, the Ritva, hold that even within Shloshim Yom you make the bracha. And we make the chiluk between before 30 days and someone who's, let's say someone's going to be back in his house on Pesach, but he's leaving like 45 days versus.
That's just
a pragmatic bedika, but you can't make a. But he says within, based on the Gemara himself, and within 30 days, he says it's a real chi of bedika, and you make a bracha. So I'm saying is, so some might tell the Baal Basim even, because according to, for many people, if you tell them do it without a bracha, they're not going to do it seriously. So some Rabbanim tell the Baal Basim within 30 days to make a bracha, do it in their house. Mm-hmm. Because the Ikra Din, you know, it's the Ramah. It's a bit chiddush to the Ramah. He writes Dafka Leil Yudalid. Really, based on the Gemara, really within Shloshim Yom is Man HaBedika. So I'm saying your advice, someone might even tell you better doing the Bedika at home. I'm saying even with the bracha, then I'm saying versus your Shaila. I'm just thinking aloud now.
That's if you're going to be home.
Right.
You're not going to be home.
No, I'm saying if you're not going to be home, you're not going to have a chance. If someone who's not going to be home, they leave their house 2 weeks before. And they're not going to have a chance to do a bedikah because they're going to be in someone else's house, a hotel. So they say to make a bedikah then. Everyone gives a chiyah bedikah according to. The minhag is, Ramah writes not to make a bracha. I'm just pointing out the many rishonim who say you make a bracha. It's a real bedikah.
Even if you're not going to be in the house?
Yeah,
you make a bedikah before you leave. I'm just saying that's what they say. Our minhag is based on the Ramah. He says, Yidavka leil yidawit. And so there's a discussion. Yeah, I think they even assume the postum Yom Yudalid is better than Leil Yudbeis, assuming you're not going to be home that night. But that's right. But that's the whole discussion. But I could see if I see anyone. I never saw that many of them. I could check into it and see what they say.
I mean, I can throw in the hotel room.
Yeah,
I'll do it anyway. But
it, right.
That's almost for sure without a bracha, right?
Right. So we'll discuss a little about Leil Pesach. So we know, especially now that they moved the clocks, that it starts getting dark later. And now people every Friday night, especially now you don't have the Sphira problem either. Not that Sphira is a major problem, but some people don't like making it early when it's Sphira. So now before Pesach you don't have that issue. So again, we always make early Shabbos. It's a mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos, 18 minutes before that's early Shabbos. The early Shabbos we mean is making it after Pracha Mincha. So we assume La'alacha, and based on the Gemara and Bracha, Stav Chav Zayin, Rav Selo Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. The Rav made Shabbos early, he davened, and he made Shabbos early on Erev Shabbos. And we know that's how many people do it, especially during the summer months. We make Shabbos early when we want to after Pracha Mincha. The Shiloh always comes up, is what about Leil Pesach? Especially, it always comes out, it's late, it's all about the children, the manishtana. So what about making Leil Pesach? What about bringing in Pesach, Acha Plag HaMincha? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down, one should not make Kiddush on Leil Pesach until Laila, until Pesach Ochavim. So the question is why? What's the difference? Why do we assume all year round we can make Tosefta Shabbos? And again, fundamentally, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. There are many pragmatic reasons why on Yom Tov we can't bring it in early. It doesn't have to do with the fundamental. So Tosefta Yom Tov applies, and you can make Yom Tov early just like you make Shabbos early, barring any other external factors. So why not? Why don't we make Leil Pesach? In fact, it would be very convenient for most people. And that's why we do it anyway. We do it for convenience anyway. That's for Moshe's tshuva. That's why you could go to shul early and your wife could light the candles later. Because it's not binding everyone in the family, because if you're doing it for convenience reasons. But either way, we know the minigas we do it and we make Shabbos early all the time. And yet we know we don't make it early Leil Pesach. So why not? So there's a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Why does the Machaber write not to make Kiddush? until say Tachuchadim. So the Magen Avraham writes, we know based on the Gemara, the Pesukim, Va'achol et Abasa Balayla Hazeh, the Gemara in Brachas, and the Gemara in Pesachim, talk about the midst of eating the Karban Pesach at night. Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, but you have until Chatzos, so you have until Alot HaShachar. But we all know the Karban Pesach, they started preparing Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and at night time they ate it. And in fact, Rashi over there even makes a bich, because the Gemara over there equates, today we don't have the Karban Pesach, so we equate eating matzah today, to just like the Karban Pesach has to be at night, the matzah takes the place of the Karban Pesach. And then, anyway, there's an additional pasuk by matzah anyway, the Erev Tochu Matzah is the mitzvah to eat the matzah at night. So we know that, and the Magen Avraham extends it not only to matzah and Karban Pesach, but all the mitzvahs halayla, whether it's Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, the Magen Avraham says that all the mitzvahs halayla have to be done by Laila. So the Magen Avraham writes that really there's nothing wrong with making Kiddush. There's no difference in making Kiddush all year round and Kiddush, you know, there's no fundamental difference. You can make Kiddush early Leil Pesach. Why does the Machaber say no? That's for another reason, because since Kiddush happens to be one, the first of the four cups, and it's a din in Pesach, a din of four cups, like Matzah, Sipo Yitzchayim, based on different Pesukim and Limudim, they extend it not only to Matzah and Karban Pesach, but to all the mitzvahs halayla. So that's why Kiddush has to be waited until night, because that's when it's one of the four cups.
Kiddush isn't one of the mitzvahs halayla?
No, Kiddush, I mean, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, every yantif, you know, you have a mitzvah to make Kiddush. It's not miyuchad to, well, and if he had a mitzvah, and if it was out the Kiddush, you can make it early. He's saying it's only because it's one of the four cups of wine, and the four cups have to be in. And in fact, Tosis writes, I guess, you know, some of you might be happy with others, it might be a chum or a kula, depending how your seder runs. But Tosis writes, not only does the, assuming, you know, we assume you have to eat the afikomen by chatzos, which is a deal of discussion. He says, not only the afikomen, but even the four cups. I mean, they assume, based on this Magen Avraham, all the mitzvahs halayah have to be finished. But if you're learning out this man from the Karban Pesach from Seisach Chavim to Chatzos, so once you even finish the fourth cup of wine, before Chatzos. So the Magen Avraham has nothing to do with Kiddush. Kiddush you can make early. It's a din in one, because it's one of the four cups. And the Taz disagrees. The Taz says, no, it's a din in Kiddush. We're all familiar with the halacha. We spoke about it different times. Kiddush b'makom suda. We know it's halacha Friday night, Shabbos morning. You have to make Kiddush in the place where you're going to eat. So, and that, you know, that how far, whether you can see the place, the next room, there's a discussion. What are the parameters of Kiddush b'makom suda? But it has to be, you have to make Kiddush in the place that you can eat. So it comes on the Taz and he adds a new Kiddush to it. He says, not only do you have to make Kiddush in the place where you can eat, but at the time you make Kiddush, it has to be the Zman HaRoi with Suda. The din of Kiddush for Malkum Suda is, I have to be able to eat the Suda at the time I make Kiddush. So since the Taz, as we all know, was the Bada Ba'ala Hazer, or the Erev Tofu Matzos, the suda is the mitzvah, it's the matzah. The afikomen, machokas, we show them what is the ikar mitzvah matzah, the first one, or at the afikomen, whatever it is, the ikar of the matzah is balayla. He says, you know why you can't make kiddush? I can't make kiddush before seif, because I'm not yotzi my mitzvah of kiddush. I'll be lacking in the mitzvah of kiddush b'makom suda.
What if you have a suda?
No, you can't have a suda. Wait a minute, sister, you have to go ahead and then go.
I'm saying, what if you had some sort of suda before you did the other mitzvah? Make kiddush?
The Magen Avraham says because it's one of the four cups and the mitzvahs halayla have to be done, that's why. Or according to Taz, no, it's a din in Kiddush. The Naskami is what happens once someone went ahead and made Kiddush early. Just made Kiddush. Didn't have the Suda. So he made Kiddush. So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, the Yosef, the Mitzvah Kiddush is fine. You'll have to go back once it gets dark, and either whether he says with a bracha or without a bracha, you got to drink another cup of wine. You now you Kiddush a Yosef, and now you have to drink another cup. According to the Taz, you have to make Kiddush yet, because since it's not this man, according to that, you can't eat the Suda, it's not this man. You can eat a Suda, but it won't be a Suda as well Pesach. In other words, you're eating a Suda Be'isr, and you're not Yotzi Yemitzis with it.
So, slightly off topic, but I don't understand the whole time frame. They shechted all the animals, Erev Pesach, right? The Gemara says that they did three shifts, and even then, I think there's a sheet that there was a miracle. You needed a miracle to get it all done in time, right? So now you've got a shechted animal right before Shkia, and it's a big animal, and you got to cook it. And there's a few hundred thousand of them all on the Har Habayis. How do they get all those out and cook them and eat them before Chatzos? I mean, the things take hours and hours to cook, right? They put them on spits, I take it.
I guess that a long Seder.
I mean, how is it physically possible?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if the physical setup is a good kasha, but the Matthias was.
And obviously the cooking was done on Yom Tov.
Right, which you're allowed to.
Which,
they did it in shifts when they ate. They didn't all eat at the same time.
Yeah, there were different chaburas that were added.
You couldn't, like, let's say on the second floor, you couldn't eat your korban pesach on the second floor. You had to eat it on the ground floor.
Like a gadol v'liyad lo
niskatzu, yeah. So they switched before. Straight. So they had a rush to
say,
they said
they
wouldn't like out of
the city. Never mind that part.
They had a rush.
That's another, that makes it
worse. The whole thing.
But how do you cook it?
And then give.
It's 6 o'clock in the evening. Now you got your animal.
Like no, but some guys are ready.
No, it takes 6 hours to cook anyway.
No, some guys have the animals ready 2 o'clock.
Well, 3 o'clock, let's say, 4 o'clock.
They didn't eat a lot of
it. The
avodah
takes time.
I mean, had a kazar. The animal wasn't. Korban
Pesach
wasn't
a meal. I don't know how you cooked it, and you have to cut it up, and you have to take off, you have to skin it, you have to cook it, you have to salt it, you have to...
They must have the kiam and stuff. Yeah, right, I'm just saying it's...
One animal.
And on a scale, it's unimaginable. A few hundred thousand within a few hours.
That's a good material. I'm saying, well, Mike, they did it. It's a good question, exactly. It'd be a good... You know, it'd be a good picture to see how they actually, you know, did it, I'm saying is. But Mike, right... How they did, it's a good question, but apparently it worked out. So not to mention the Magen Avraham and Taz, if you make Kiddush early, according to the Magen Avraham, Yotzei, nothing, well, no difference in Kiddush, we all pay Taz Kiddush on Shabbos. You Yotzei Kiddush, you just have to go ahead and drink another cup of wine. According to the Taz, it's not for Makom Suda, because it's not Roi L'Suda. You only can make Kiddush in Zman, which is Roi L'Suda. So your Kiddush is meaningless, you have to wait until nighttime and make another Kiddush again. That's one difference between Kiddush all year round and Kiddush Leil Pesach. Kiddush on Shabbos all year round, we bring it early, we make it after Pesach Mincha. But Kiddush on Leil Pesach, we wait until Laila. There is one sheet that Tosfos Harash in Brachas, which writes you can make Kiddush on Leil Pesach after Pesach Mincha as well. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring down the Shita. And I guess the Nakuda's Machlokas is, how do you be a Tosefa Shabbos? What's the nature of being a Tosefa Shabbos? The question is, why doesn't it work? Why can't I just bring Yontif early and do it? So the Pshat is, so Tosefa Rush seems to learn that Tosefa Shabbos makes it into Machlokas Mamish. It's not just, that's the famous Machlokas Taz and Marshal and Machlokas we've shown him in general. How do we view Tosefet? Does it make it Kamacha Mamish, like it literally transforms the day? Well, no, it doesn't transform the day. The Chiddush is I can do the mitzvahs during this time period. So, according to the Zerush, you'd have to be assuming that because it says Va'achos Avos Abalayla Hazeh. So, according to the Tosefet Zerush, you must be assuming once you do, even though it's broad daylight out, but once you bring in Yontif in, that has the status of Laila. But
he said he could start your Seder.
Yeah, we don't pass him that way, but that's, there is a Shita, that's the Shita Mishon. And then you have people in, you know, based on this, people in nursing homes where they go to sleep at 7 o'clock, so I mean, even if I do it even before Parvayim, the Shas is Chak, you have, obviously, Lechatchila, we don't even bring it down in Shulchan Aruch, but
even Lechatchila, it's only Kiddush is a problem too. Maariv, you could do 45 minutes earlier.
No, Maariv is not an issue, it's a Rishut. The issue is in, and according to the Magaron, the issue is in Kiddush. You can make Kiddush early, the issue is having all the other things. Right, so one could argue, going to accept except for the first cup, you'd have to go back and drink it. But if you make Kiddush an hour early, and then you go through Yehol HaGadah, at the time, you know, Rav Shor Tanei Lechatchila according to the Magen Avraham either.
There's a shir by Rav Shechtel in the ancient
sport. Which Nekuda?
They tell people to say HaGadah, then make Kiddush before Moisey.
Yeah, in terms of... Is it nursing home? That's the thing, because in terms of that, you have the Magen Avraham, and then you could go ahead and you make Kiddush again, or you didn't make Kiddush the first time? You just started with the CP, you don't need the
pour, and it'll be really light.
You don't really need the Kiddush anyway because you're not eating.
But the more soon, you can have the two cups, one off the
side.
You don't have to.
I get into the whole, that's the whole discussion, Svarim and Ashkenaz. We make, at least me, Ashkenaz, I make four brachas, four bor priyagafen, and Svarim only make two. And really, with DNA hefsek, they're probably right. In other words, the classical din hefsek, we just hold that each one is a mitzvah of neyatzma, so we make a bracha. That's the whole shayla also by the ksuva. That's why, what do we read, as you know, after. Rav Shechtel, I don't know if he got in trouble, but he once made a line about, I think it was probably a woman's lib issue, and someone wanted to know if a woman could read the ksuba. He said, well, even a monkey could read the ksuba. What he meant to say was, there's no din, the whole din of ksuba is nothing to do with the way. The reason why we read the ksuba, we're looking for a way to have a heftik so we can make a bracha between the Bar Priya Guff in the beginning and end. Ksuba doesn't, it's nothing to do, you don't need the whole meaning of reading the ksuba was just the way to have a hefsek. That's what he meant.
What's the hefsek?
No, you read the ksuba to, in the bit,
have a hefsek.
Between the Bo'er Priya Guffin. The Kedushin and. So the Svardim are working with the classical Pashas, why should the Haggadah be a hefsek? So, you know, we assume that each bracha is, you know, it's a bit with Neyatma, and that's how we make a bracha, but that's where. That's the whole discussion there. So that was the first difference is we all pay off and we don't make early. You know, like Peshat and Chak, right? But he said, do the Haggadah first, right? Because then you keep the Kiddush. There's no reason to make Kiddush anyway. We make the bracha on the Bo'er Priya Dam anyway, on the Karpach, you're not really eating anyway. And then you're relying on you're doing a bit of Sipur early and you're pushing up Kiddush as late as you can. I guess he's assuming by the time you get to Kiddush, you mean
it's darker already,
I guess. So that's one afkamina between Kiddush, Leil Pesach, and Kiddush on Shabbat. Another difference between them is who has to drink it. So we know, the Gemara tells us in Erevin, HaMavarach Tzarech Sheyitom. The one who makes the Kiddush, the Golem writes Tzarech Sheyitom, he has to drink. So the best level is the one who makes Kiddush should drink his requisite amount. If he hates wine, he can't drink, better to give it to one other person in the room to drink that amount. And then anyone else could drink also, but at least one person should have like the rule of Rabbis. And then if you don't have that, he says, Shtiyat Kulam is Starka. The way we assume Malacha, if everyone has a little sip and you have amount, it also works. But the Lacha basically is, Maker Adin, only the one making Kiddush has to drink, especially Friday night. There's a brisk chumra about drinking from the cup. Everyone should drink Shabbos morning because maybe it's only a birchas hanenin and there's no shomei ka'ona. But l'maisa, the minig is not to Shabbos morning also. But Friday night, clearly, according to everyone, mikra adin, you don't have to drink. Only the one making the kiddush has to drink. Giyotzes hu shomei ka'ona. So what about Leil Pesach? Does everyone have to drink or not? So it's the first, not the first toast, but in the first stop in Arvei Pesachim. Tos is right. Maishna Leil Pesach mi Kiddush Kol Hashana. What's the difference between Leil Pesach and Shabbos Kiddush? He also says, really, in the end, he really goes back on it, but everyone quotes the Habamin of Tosis because I guess they want to get the Lubbis in. So Tosis definitely says in the beginning, he says, what's the difference? Yeah, he says, equal same thing also. And he gives a Ksas Raya. But it says, well, the Mishnah is talking about every person has to drink, even afil ani, even a poor person has to get wine for the Dalet Kosa. It says, well, yiftachu lo. It doesn't say lahem. In other words, it says as long as he has enough wine. So Tosa says, we don't see a fetzi. It doesn't say, what about his household? However, then it's like Kiddush all year round. They have no chiyav. They just have to listen to me and watch me drink. They don't have to actually drink themselves. That's at least definitely the Habamina Tosas. The other seems to go back on it. But the Rambam is clearly cholik on Tosas, and the Rambam writes, no, every person has to drink the four cups. And that's obviously, we assume like the Rambam. And so the Briska Rav explains what's in the Kudus HaMachloket between the Rambam and Tosas on whether one person has to drink or all four. So the Briska Rav says, Tosas is saying, Maishnami Kiddush Kol Hashana, the nature of Dalet Kosas is a Koshel Bracha. Chazal basically said they wanted us to make a Bracha four times during the meal. Kiddush, over Tzipo, you see it with Shayim, Viachas HaMazon, Halel, the four separate parts of Chazal, Koveya, a Bracha Ala Kos. Of course, once you make a Bracha Ala Kos, you got to drink. But the Iker, that's just coincidental. The Iker is, it was a four brachas, really. And therefore, the classical din of Shamea Kohen at work, and that's what Tosas holds, that one person makes, and everyone else listens. And the Rambam clearly holds no. It's, in addition to that, they made it a Chovas Hashtia. In addition to this being a Kosho Bracha, like Kiddush is, by the Dalet Kosas, they said it's a Chovas Hashtia, every person also has to drink. So if it's a Chovas, if it's on the Gavra, Shamea Kohen doesn't work. I can't drink for you, I gotta drink for myself. That's the Nekudas HaMachloket between the Rambam and Tosas. We pass like the Rambam that we all have to drink. So
the Rambam doesn't say yet any four brachas.
Right.
Two. So.
No, right, but that's enough. So, right. So we might hold, in other words, he holds it the Chol Vashtiya, so whether he has to, right, he doesn't have to hold that each four is four independent mitzvahs. He doesn't have to hold it the Chol Vashbracha. Right, because the Svarim only made two brachas. But that's because that gets into Pshat why they're only making two is because really the Bo'er Pirei Gafen is still working. It gets in like when you make a bracha on the Iker and the Tata, what's the Pshat? You don't make the bracha. Is the Pshat is Tata doesn't need a bracha? Or Pshat is the Iker, the, you know, the bracha is, you're not making it, but the bracha, but that's a discussion over there on that, the Kuda. But that, so the second, one difference is Kiddush Shabbos we make early, Leil Pesach, we wait till Laila. And the Nafkamina Mamre Avraham and Taz. Second difference is who drinks? Kiddush is enough. This is the one who makes the Kiddush. By Pesach night, everyone drinks. A third difference, which the Briska Rav says, Lushi Tassom, between Tosas and the Rambam, is how much do you have to drink? So we assume what the Leil Shabbos, that you have to have a cup that has to have to hold a Raviyat, and then we have to drink a rogue Raviyat. So let's say Friday night, we're talking about a Kiddush Minatora, let's assume. So let's assume 4.2 ounces is a Raviyat for a Dinda, right? 3.3 and a Dinda Rabbanan. Let's assume it's 4.2. So you gotta drink, I'll drop over 2.1. You gotta drink 51%. So according to Tosas, and that's the way we assume on Shabbos, that's what we do. As long as you drink Rove Raviyat, that's it. And you could be drinking from a 15 ounce cup, it doesn't make a difference. The Ramban Shita, we don't pass him like, he says, you have to drink Rove Kos. Which means you'd have to drink, it depends how big your cup is. But we go like Tosas. So,